Good morning, everyone. Independence Baptist Church would like to welcome you back to the weekly radio broadcast. So far this month, we've had three messages on total depravity of man. We have talked about verses like Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 29, which reads, "Lo, this only have I found, that God hath made man upright, but they have sought out many inventions." We have also talked about 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 14, which states, "And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression." And then also let me remind you about a couple of verses in Romans, the first being Romans chapter 3, verse 10, which states, "As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one." And then finally in Romans chapter 10, verse 10, "For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him." Now this morning we'll be finishing up this series, and we'll be starting by comparing two different verses. So if you have your Bible, please turn to Genesis chapter 1, verse 31, as well as Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, as we turn the message over to Pastor Reynolds.
I want you to please compare the way that God looked at man right after God created man, and the way that man really is today. In the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 31, the Bible says, "And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day." You know, in the beginning, when God looked on this earth, when God looked upon us, God said that it is very good. God said that. God did not say it was just simply good, but God said it is very good. But I want you to look in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, and verse 1 through 3, as God looks upon us today. The Bible says, "In you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and in sins. Wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others." What a comparison we find here. In the beginning, when God created us, God said, "It is very good." When God, who is the perfect one, said, "It is very good," he meant everything that he had said. But now, in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 1 through 3, God doesn't say that anymore. God says that we are altogether wicked, that we're altogether sinners, that we need redemption. That's why Jesus Christ came into the world almost 2,000 years ago now, and he died on Calvary's cross. He didn't come to die just because we were just a little bit bad, but Jesus Christ came because there was none fit to rule and to reign with him in eternity. There was none at all. You couldn't. I couldn't. We're dependent completely upon Jesus Christ. Notice what the Bible says in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 1 through 3, "And you hath he quickened." At the beginning, God created man. And at the end, God has quickened us who are dead in trespasses and in sins. The Bible uses the word quickened here, and this means that God has made spiritually alive those that were dead, that is, spiritually dead in trespasses and in sins. The Bible goes on and talks about the way that we used to be. Before he quickened us, we were dead. We were spiritually unalive. But God, in his grace, in his mercy toward us, has quickened us together with Christ. in days gone by. We walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. This is the devil. This is who we followed. We did what the devil told us to do. But salvation has come unto us. And we're thankful that God, in His grace and His mercy and His kindness toward us, has redeemed us. It's not been because of any works that we've ever done. Rather, it's because of His grace. It's because that He loved us that much. I'm thankful today that God has loved me. I'm thankful that God has called me unto Himself. I'm thankful that He has touched me. Because without the Lord, I have nothing at all. Without God, everything that I do is simply emptiness. You might think that, well, you're a member of the church. You might think that you've been baptized. You might think you've got all this good life that you have to live. But you know what the Bible says? The Bible says that one of these days, there's going to be people that's going to stand before Jesus Christ in judgment. And these people are going to say unto Jesus, look at all these good things that I've done. I've joined your church. Lord, I've preached the gospel. Lord, I have cast out demons. I've done all of these good things. But God will say in that day, I never knew you. It's more important that God knows us than all the things that we've ever done for Him. Think of that. It is more important that God knows us. Let me ask you, does God know you today? Does God know all about you? I think He does. Men must be born again. Men must be born from God in order to have a nature divinely inclined to that which is absolutely, totally perfect, without any kind of sin whatsoever. The Bible even states that the plowing of the wicked is sin. That's in Proverbs 21 and verse 4. Sometimes people think that them going to work and them slaving hard in the marketplace would be evidence that they're trusting the Lord, but it's not. Because a lost man does exactly the same thing. They might have a payday. But see, all of that is no good at all if a person does not know Jesus Christ as their own personal Savior. Look in the book of Romans chapter 1 and verse 18. The Bible said here in this place, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Just as Adam held the truth, but he hid from God. He hid amongst the trees of the garden. And today, if you're hiding amongst the very creation of God, you're hiding from God, God will find you. I trust that when He finds you, that you will confess all that you've done that's wrong. I trust today that you will trust Jesus Christ, that you will know that you can't save yourself, not by any works that you've ever done. Rather, you're totally trusting in Jesus Christ, that He can wash away all your sins. God justly condemns men because of one thing. That is, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The natural condition of mankind assures all mankind of complete unholiness, therefore under the just condemnation of God. This is absolutely the way it is. The Bible tells us in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 18, verse 20, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. And that's the way it is. Listen, the Bible says that all individuals are responsible to God for their own sins. The Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 20, "For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." Paul tells us that creation declares that there is an eternal Godhead that all men are responsible to. No man, no woman, no boy or no girl can excuse themselves for not being what God would really have them to be. Because without faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, there is no hope at all. You can live your life. You can think that you're okay because of all the good things that you might do. You might think, "I've joined the church. I've been baptized. I've done all of these good things. I give tithes and offerings, all of that. I've given all of this unto the Lord." But remember that the only thing that God really accepts is the blood of his only begotten Son, who died on the cross of Calvary, gave his life. He shed his own blood for sinners like you and like me. The book of Galatians, chapter 3 and verse 22 states, "But the scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe." You know, the law of God is really good. The law of God is so good that it could have given life. But the difficulty is all of us are not good before God. And God is our final judge. This verse, Galatians 3, verse 22, declares that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ is given to all those who believe. This is a great thrill and a great promise that God has given. But nobody can be saved except by the free gift of grace. And this free gift of grace is freely given to all the world if they will only understand the great gift of eternal life is not by working, but it is a gift. It is the gift of eternal life. After the true gift of salvation is given by Christ, every person who is really saved will willingly spend the remainder of their lives working for Jesus, praising his name for the unspeakable great gift of eternal life. Jesus is the only one that can save, and he can save you this morning.
For those of you that have not accepted Christ as Savior, we pray that these messages on the total depravity of man have caused you to think about where you stand before God. You know, and as we've stated already, man is born in total depravity, but it's not hopeless. Jesus Christ came and he died for the sinner. The King himself came and gave himself as the sinner's redeemer. And if you'll see your need of him, repent of your sins, and ask him to forgive you, he will. You just have to believe in him. And if you have more questions, I would encourage you to come and visit with us in person. We'll have Sunday school starting at 10 a.m. this morning and worship services at 11. Then we'll have prayer meeting at 4 p.m. and worship services at 4:30. Now, many of us stay and visit. We eat together. We study about a few topics. And so pretty well from 10 a.m. until about 6 p.m., there'll be somebody there to talk to you if you have questions. And I'd also encourage you to log into the website, which is independencebaptist.org. And as I usually mention, there are books and articles and audio messages you can download for free. And if this message on the total depravity of man has got you thinking about where you stand with God, I'd encourage you to log into the website and specifically go to the audio section, select special services, and then listen to the message by Brother Dennis Riddick, which is titled Our Appointment with God. You can listen to that message on your computer or from your iPad or tablet device simply by clicking on the download button beside the title. Well, our time is up for today, but we want to remind you to tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.